President Biden signed a $1.2 trillion spending bill to fund more than half the federal government through the end of the current budget year on September 30th. Final passage came in the Senate at about 2 a.m., averting a partial government shutdown. The measure includes a pay raise for the military and increased border security spending. Not included, aid for either Israel or Ukraine. Lawmakers are expected to take up those two items in early April after a two-week recess. Egypt says about 7,000 aid trucks are being denied entry into Gaza as the United Nations warns of imminent famine. On the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said blocking the aid deliveries is a moral outrage. He said it was time to truly flood Gaza with aid, as he put it, and called for an immediate ceasefire. A Russian spacecraft blasted off from Kazakhstan today, taking a crew of three to the International Space Station for a six-month stay. Teams made up of an American, a Russian, and a Belarusian. It's one of the last remaining collaborations between Russia and the West. And Laurent de Brunhoff has died. He was the author and illustrator of the beloved children's series Babar the Elephant. He'd been in hospice care for several weeks. Babar was the creation of his father, Jean de Brunhoff. After he died, Laurent nurtured his creation and, as his father did, provided the illustrations of the Elephant King of Celesteville. It grew into a global franchise. De Brunhoff was 98 years old. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the living and working conditions for migrant workers on dairy farms and how a small Wisconsin town is dealing with the recent surge of migrants.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.